Hello everyone, welcome to the 13th week. This week I watched Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Framing Britney Spears, Pyongyang, have fun, Sleepless in Seattle, Deadpool 2, and We Are the Millers. First I've watched Avengers Infinity War. It's one of the three, I watched the three last Marvel's movie this week, so the challenge was gonna end this week for those who are tired of it, like me. So I watched Infinity War. So basically the story is about the quest of finding the Stone of Infinity. So all the Avengers reunite to search all these stones. And, well, that's it. I can say more, because if I say they find it or not, I'm going to spoil you. So I'm not going to do that. Basically, it's about that. Can I say? Too long, again. Too long, and I don't like Avengers movies, because all the Marvel's heroes are there, and I'm always confused. Like, who can do what? You know, I remember the first hero we saw, like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Hulk. That's one of those that I remember what they can do, what are the superpower and so on. But the other, sometimes it's confusing. And especially here, because they reunite with also the Guardian of the Galaxy, of the Wakanda superhero, and I think also, Doctor Strange too, but because Doctor Strange was not really included in the Avengers before. And if you watch this one, you have to watch the second one, Avengers Endgame, because it's a sequel, actually. Yeah, after 2 hours of movie in Infinity War, they didn't have enough, so they made another one. Yeah. But when I saw Avengers Endgame, I was feeling like it was the end of something. Like it was the end of all the Avengers movies, or maybe all the Marvel's movie. That's what I thought. But I was like, no, you can't stop making Marvel's movie, because you know, you can make a lot of money on it. So I was like, no, they're not gonna stop. But when you watch this movie, it's like, because in Endgame, I can say the story of Endgame, because you will be spoiled. But basically, it's a sequel of Infinity War, and they have to fight, they have to make a war, the previous one, but this one is a big one, it's like the final one. And you're like, yeah, it was like when I knew, I don't know how, but everything they say, everything how they act, I knew that at the end of the movie, it would be the end of something, you know, of a hero. And basically it was. And on my list, it was also like the last movie. It was weird, because part of me was a little bit tired of this challenge and all this movie to watch, because superhero is not really my thing. But also I was kind of sad, because I also, yeah, spoiler alert, at the end of Endgame, one of my favorite superhero die. I'm not gonna tell you who, because most of the people already knows, but for those who want to watch the movie and not be spoiled, there's a death at the end. I'm not going to tell you who, but I was a little bit disappointed, because it was one of the superheroes I like. If you have listened to my podcast at the beginning of this challenge, you knew which one was my favorite, so I'm not going to say. But yeah, it was sad a little bit, and it was like, yeah, this is like an end. I mean, yeah, it's called Endgame, but you know, it was more like the end of a hero, and I just the end of the movie. I don't know how to explain that, but and it's kind of hard to explain because I don't want to spoil you. So basically, those two movies has to be watched together, you know, one after one another. Except the, you know, compared to other Marvel's movies, you can watch separately. So I'm gonna stop here because I can't say much about the story, because if you don't have seen Infinity War, I can speak about Endgame. Just that for, you know, part of me was like, I can't wait to finish this challenge and this movie, because I kind of feel like I was obligated to watch it, and it was like something, I'm not gonna say it was a task, but heavy task for me. And you're gonna tell me nobody forced you to do this, but I forced myself. But at the end, it was more like a burden than a pleasure. So I'm glad it's over. But part of me was like, oh, it's really over. And you know, it was the mood in this last movie. But it's not over for the Marvel fan. If you want to keep watching, there's a ton of other movies that have been made since that, and also a lot of TV show around this new universe. So there's plenty to watch if you want to start, or if you're a big fan. And if you're a big fan, you already know what's out there, what's not. But if you want to start like I want it, and I want to give this universe a chance, there's plenty of things. And I'm kind of envy the fans, because I'm like, wow, they have a lot. And I envy them because I'm like, me, when I love a TV show, it's either cancel or only have 5 or 4, maybe even less seasons. You're gonna say, yeah, 4 seasons and it's a lot, but it's never enough when you're a fan of a TV show. So yeah, I envy the Marvel fans because they have a lot of things to watch, and also a lot of products to buy, and you know, and a convention, and so many things around the universe. So it's so cool. I'm gonna jump to the third movie. I watched a documentary this time. It was Framing Britney Spears, about Britney Spears. I thought it was the one about her fight to get free from her father, but actually this one was just about her career and how she became famous. And I was interested because I didn't know anything about her, and I watched this because I think there was a judgment at the moment or something around her. When I watched this documentary, I thought it was when they decide if she was gonna get out of the custody of her father or not. I think that's how we call it, the custody, but I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with law words in English, but that's why I watched it, because I thought, if you wanna know something about someone, at least watch a documentary about this person. That's how I did, and I'm not a big fan of Britney Spears. I mean, I know her songs, the most popular song. I love some of her songs, but I'm not a big fan, you know. It's okay for me. Damn, her life is a lot of drama. Like many stars in Hollywood, you will see, but when I remember of her, it's like, yeah, she became famous, she owned her famousness and her success, and she deserved it, but there's also a lot of drama around it. And the fact that she has been made under her father watch, and she's an adult, it's like, what? No, you can't imagine that when, for someone like you, me, you know, common people. And even for stars, I mean, she's not on the drug or alcohol or I don't know, she's sane, I think, but they say she's not, so, and she's a mother too, so imagine you can do anything unless you have your dad's approval. I mean, legal approval, not just, yeah, girl, you can do it. No, it's, yeah, he has to give his approval. And I'm like, what the hell? Well, as I say, a lot of drama. That's worth talking about, clearly, because I don't like drama. So we're not here to dramatize around this. After this one, I watched another documentary about North Korea. It's a French one with a French title. So I'm going to translate this in English by Pyongyang Have Fun. Because in French, it's basically that. So it's a documentary about how the North Korean people have fun. Yes, it's a little bit out of the box, but it's because we don't know much about North Korea and we don't have much images and information about how people live there, you know, and also if they can have fun, because everyone say it's actually a dictature. It's something, you know, what we know here in Europe is like they don't have fun, they don't live happy there, they don't enjoy being in this situation with this government, with this, I'm gonna say a king, but I think it's an emperor, but I'm not sure. And it's actually a good documentary. If you have the occasion to watch it, even if it's not in English, maybe you can find subtitle. But it's really interesting because it's not what you think, clearly not. You saw people happy, you saw people just living their life. I'm not gonna say like us, because clearly they don't live like us, but they don't also live like we imagine, you know? We think that they don't have any freedom, but they actually have. So yeah, I can't say much because you have to watch it, but clearly I was like, oh, it's not how they say it is, you know? Because on the TV, they always say, oh, it's a bad country. It's really not cool to live there. They want to get out. You can get out of the country if you live there. And basically, people can go there on holiday, you know? I mean, like you and me, we can go. But actually, you can, under some circumstances, and maybe if you have some, I don't know, maybe you have to do a lot of paperwork to do before you go there, but I think you can go there, because in this documentary we saw them being often to tourism, and so yeah, they don't want to show too much of the country and how they live and how they work, and there's a lot of rules to follow when you get there, but they are not so close that we think. Close off, I mean. Not so close off that we think. So, a good surprise. After this one, I watched a very famous movie. It's a romance. It's called Sleepless in Seattle. I didn't know it was a famous one. I just saw it on TV. I thought, oh yeah, why not watching it? It seems cool. I knew the actor and I thought it was just another one, the movie, but I really liked it. It was a good one. I don't say it's one of the best, but it's a movie you can watch any time because it's not too cheesy, you know? It's like too cheesy, sorry. It's not too silly, it's not too, you know, it's not like if it's, it's not like all the romance movie. A little bit, but not too much though. And for once, it's another, I think the idea of the story was really original. And then, now, I know it's a really famous movie, and it was really, when it get out, it got us really famous. I'm a little bit like, I mean, you can compare to when Harry met Sally, or You've Got a Mail, you know, it's one of those kind of movie. So if you're not a big fan of those, maybe you will not like this one. But for me, I was like, yeah, I can. It's not my favorite. It's not one of my go-to movie. You have to watch it once in your life. It's one of the movies, yeah, I appreciate watching it when I don't want to think too much, when I don't want to. I'm not gonna say when I don't want to cry or don't want to laugh, because I didn't cry in this one, but I also didn't laugh a lot. Just okay. I'm very neutral this one, really. It's basically the kind of movie either you like it or either you hate it. You know, it's logical. And then after that, I watched completely another movie, another one, and a superhero one, completely not related to Sleepless in Seattle. I watched Deadpool 2. Actually, I saw Deadpool years ago, and I saw also, I think, Deadpool 2 before, but I didn't remember how goes Deadpool 2. So I watched it because I remember then. I think I watched it when, because the song was made by Celine Dion, and I was a fan of Celine Dion at the time, and I was like, ah, the song is good, and it seems fun when you saw the video clip, and yeah, that was kind of fun. It's a funny superhero, more funny than the Marvel's one, I think, for me. So I thought it was in the MCU, but it's not. But you know, now, months and years later, I don't remember what Deadpool 2 was about. I just remember it was not that long. I didn't feel it was so long as the other Marvel's one. So it's kind of, you know my opinion about superhero and action movie most of the time, but this one actually was okay. And that's it. What can I say more? I'm not gonna say I hate it, you know, or that I was really bored, but I remember loved more the first one than the second one. And to close this week, I watched We Are the Millers. So basically, the Millers is a family, and they're trying to escape. It's a comedy, so don't take it too seriously, because I took it seriously at first, then I realized it was a lot of gag and jokes, and I thought, okay, I have to change the mood, I have to shift something, because I'm not gonna get into their mood if I don't shift anything around it. David is a drug dealer, but not a serious one, you know. Basically, the guy is a big drug. And he have to pay his boss, but he doesn't have the money. So his boss say, okay, you're gonna do one thing for me, and we're even. And the thing is, you have to transport a truck of drugs, full truck of drugs, to Mexico. And the guy thought, how can I, you know, pass from the USA to Mexico with a truck without sounding too suspicious? And he thought that the best idea was to do it as the perfect model family, not a happily one. And he's alone, so he formed with people he doesn't know, or he does, but it's not his real family. He asked her neighbor to be his wife. He asked a young boy who lives near him to be his son, his fake son, naturally, and another weaver girl to be his daughter. And they go from the perfect happy family to go to vacancy in Mexico with a truck full of drugs. It's difficult to pronounce it, you know, a truck full of drugs, but you understand me. I can say a car because it was not a car. And that's the story. So the Faye family, he tried to sell drugs in Mexico. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny at first. And it was a good way to end the week. And but if I say one thing bad about this is that it's not the best movie ever. You know, when you watch them, you're like, man, can you be more dumb than that? Or how does it work? You know, because, you know, this movie, they make good joke, but this one, the joke was not what I was expecting. It's not the jokes that I expect to be a good movie. For me, one of the best comedy ever is Dumb and Dumber, because they are really, really, really dumb. But this one, they try to be dumb, but they are, I'm not gonna say more than dumb, but not even dumb, you know? I don't know if you understand me, but I understand myself, that's all that matters. So, but a good movie, if you want to laugh a little bit, if you don't want something light, go for it. I'm gonna close this episode here. I hope you like, because I'm being consistent right now. You know, it's maybe the third week in a row that I post every week, at least once, at least one episode. So I'm gonna try to stick to it because I wanna really be present and I really want to do this project to the end. Again, if you have suggestions for me, if you have comments about this podcast, if you have things to say, good or bad, just say it. I don't mind the bad one. I just want to improve the podcast. So yeah, tell me, give me a note on Apple Podcast, or answer the question on Spotify if you listen on Spotify. I see you next week.